This is the Composer's Datebook for May 15th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1920, Igor Stravinsky's ballet Pulcinella was produced for the first time in Paris by Diaghilev's Ballet Russe. Stravinsky incorporated into the score some instrumental pieces attributed to the 18th century Italian composer Pergolesi. For the next 30 years, Stravinsky turned again and again to 18th century forms and styles for inspiration and created a style that was soon dubbed neoclassical. A neo-romantic movement of sorts was born 52 years later, on May 15, 1972, when the Concord Quartet presented the premiere of the String Quartet No. 3 by American composer George Rochberg. Rochberg's new quartet took the critics by surprise. While his previous two quartets had been written in an aggressively atonal style, his new quartet contained melodies that might have come from a late Beethoven string quartet or a lost work by Mahler. In a kind of manifesto, Rochberg explained his use of romantic styles. "We bear the past in us," he wrote. "We do not, cannot begin all over again in each generation. I came to realize that the music of the old masters was a living presence, that its spiritual values had not been displaced or destroyed by the new music. The shockwave of the enlargement of vision was to alter my whole attitude towards what was musically possible today." Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.